His name is above all names. He is worthy of your praise, and our hearts will sing, how great is our God.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me for prayer today. I'm so excited, but I first want to give honor to God for waking us up this morning, putting us in our right mind. And despite anything, we are still here. Despite everything, we still have purpose. Despite any insignificance or situations of lack or frustration or irritation or even just trial and tribulations, we still have the solution. And the solution is God. And His answer is Jesus. Would you pray with me today? Lord, we come before you humble, meek, silent, just to breathe. Another day. Another day. Here, God, it's troubling down here. In the midst of all of this, we see people come and go, good and bad. They have the same fate. God, we come with heavy hearts, with burdens that we think that we cannot even lift. We come with yokes that have not been destroyed, they've only been divided to only multiply. We come with viruses, we come with illnesses, we come with wounds and fresh cuts. We come with spiritual bondage and physical and mental, psychological hostility. We come with anger. We come with these yokes that pull us back every time we're running towards you. We come today to really snap. God, have your way in my life. Everything that's not like you, break in the name of Jesus. Every wicked spirit that has been hiding in my earlobe, in my eyes, in my mind, way down in the deeps of my gut and body and stomach, intestines, small intestines, even in my dietary tract, even when it comes to using the bathroom, my body, God, your body is your temple. This body will serve the Lord. This house we live in is a house where God lives. So therefore, only in this temple, this body, it also must dwell and function like the kingdom. No longer irregular anything when it comes from a man's health and all the things that he needs to be in a green for a checklist. Lord, restore the mind so that what goes in the body will be restoring the body and the body will live. For the woman, restore her spirit, for what goes out of her mouth is what fills her body. Allow her lips to only speak life. Allow my lips to only speak life. And whatever she puts in the body, remind her that it needs to be a living thing so that she can continue to live and give birth to brand new manifestations and ideas and children, that no weapon formed against her and her husband, as she waits for her husband, both scenarios, God, that you're with her. To the children whose thoughts are rambling because the enemy is trying to get your attention, scream the name of Jesus. Scream it so loud that it scares everything in you and it makes your thoughts go. ye. Silent. Let the oil of the Lord hit you and you'll never be the same. At a young age, your desire to speak in tongues and to follow God and to know what his word is and who are these people he's talking about and where do I belong, and get a sense of understanding that God is my God. He is my friend. Him get it at a young age so that they will harass the enemy for the rest of his short life versus them being harassed by him. Now we come to pray with the authority. God, we cover our family with the blood of Jesus. We cover every finger in our family with the blood of Jesus. We cover every touch. Every thought will be cast down that is not like you, and took it into captivity and then spoken to with the word of God. We will adjust immediately when we are under a spiritual attack. We will no longer fight this naturally. We will fight this spiritually. God, we thank you for understanding that even though we may see with our eyes, we will focus on the unseen things, because you said that eyes cannot even see, ears have not even heard all of what you're going to do. You asked us to remember what you did about parting the Red Sea. You said, remember about how I kept them in the wilderness, your ancestors. Remember my servant Moses. Now remember that, then forget it. For this is nothing compared to what I'm about to do. And Joshua came, and he took the Israelites across the Jordan, and the Ark of Covenant led them, God, just like you lead us, and remained there until every single person crossed. This was significant, that you must go before. And then they put the stones in two different locations to remind not themselves, but their children. God, allow us to put memorials in our house. Allow us to put the area where we're remembering you. Yeah. We have an area in the house where we remember you. It's only about you right there. No more about me. No more about us. No more about this. But this right here. Why do you have this up here? This is when God saved me. This is when God allowed me to pay this off. This is when God gave me my first this. This is when I almost lost my mind, but God turned it around. Allow us to start putting our prayers in places that remind us that it could be worse, but my God, it ain't. It's not. So when we come to you, tired from scrolling through our phones, exhausted because we don't have anything done, when we come to you, after being around everybody, draining our energy, only trying to smile to keep myself from crying, keep ourselves from crying. We've got real issues, real core heart problems that come up in the middle of the night that disturb us while we're asleep. We got the enemy trying to figure out what to build during the day, and when we hit the bed, close our eyes, sometimes we get pieces. Some of us are wrestling right then and there. And God, allow us to wrestle. Begin to understand that even in my dream, I can walk, I can see, I can fight. I'm tired of this devil whooping me. I'm going to whoop his behind, and he ain't going to have nothing left when I get done. Allow us to get the strength of the Lord in us, to know that the God said, I will live in you. I will dwell. If you abide in me, I will strengthen you. I will carry you. I will see that the plans that I have for you will be finished. God is a victorious God. He said everything that he's done is already finished. He's speaking in past tense when he talks to you. When we hear your instructions, let us move immediately in the name of Jesus. Let us not ignore the Holy Spirit anymore. Let our worship, let the podcast that's been coming forth break the discerning of the fleshly desires and pull people back into the throne of God. Pull them back. Snatch them out, oh God. Even if they're in the midst of it right now, tug them just like a fish will tug a line and say, oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to bite. God, there's a reason why you said I like for you guys to be fishers, but I ain't talking about fish. I'm talking about people. be soul winners. God, we thank you. 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 How you have us living in the world that says, go chase the bread, go chase the bag. And you're the God that says, empty everything out. Come to me as you are empty. And I will chase you. You don't even need to chase a bag. Yay. While you're chasing the bag, I'm trying to chase you. You're running from me. So don't chase it. Put it down. I'll give you that. You need that, I'll give it to you. Ah, hallelujah. I need your time. I need you to rest in me. I need you to relax in me. I need you to dwell. Abide, change. Let me change you. Everything that you're after, it comes after the change. The way you're doing it, it's not going to be coming. Eee, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, you've done it all. And then some. Let the sound of your anointing touch the ears of people all around the world. Let them hear that it is your spirit, your love, your heart, your kindness. Strike them, O Lord, in their spirit like lightning. Let them feel that pain to know that, God, I've gotten too far. Gotta get back to you. When their mind begins to go somewhere else, like all of our mind does, keep them anchored, oh God. Keep me anchored. Keep us as a podcast anchored, not just the platform, Lord, but anchored in you. Allow different places to show up and ask about what we're doing and how we are doing it. For you are God and God alone. You don't need our help. You need us to be available to assist and to be obedient in the plans that you have for us. Holy Spirit, speak. Have your way. There is no other place I'd rather be. Hallelujah. Than here in your presence, peace, go before me today in the name of Jesus. Peace, go before me. Lead me, guide me through safety, surround me. Let everything I touch become prosperous and successful, and let it be effortless. Yee. Let the people of God that have been willing in the spirit, inconsistently, with the right heart, let that yoke be broken finally. Set them free, oh God. Let their worship become real. Let that realness, that realness hit them like the wind hits our face when we go outside. Let it hit them, so that they know why you are talking about this in this time. Everything in the shadows, expose it, God. Every arrow that was thrown, label it, find it. God, show us what we need to do. Allow us to string up our bows and test it, make sure we're ready to throw them back in the name of Jesus. Allow us to grease up in the spirit and say, even here I'm willing to fight. Hallelujah. Because God, you're amazing. And you will do all things. There's nothing you won't do for us. There's nothing that can keep us away from your love. So the devil is a liar. trying to whisper things and say that we can't come back and our worship's not real and look, you just messed up and you ain't got this done and who you don't even take care of you. Shut your mouth. You are a defeated foe. You haven't won at all. Everything according to life right now, you may think life is going in your plan. Devil. You've been sending demons and different spirits to people and all kind of stuff in their dreams trying to scare them. I had a news flash for you. You got one ticket to hell and ain't nobody taking it from you. God gonna come see about you. And everything that you disturbed, you gonna have to pay account of. By the blood of Jesus invested in my family, everything that you tried to curse us with, or you're cursing people through the podcast with, every time we read the Bible, all of a sudden we get sleepy. Every time we start reading and becoming consistent in our devotional, something happens to knock us off and make us inconsistent. Every time I start praying, my mind wants to start wondering. I don't know how many listeners are going through the same thing, but today, oh, today is the day. I am sick of you. You are defeated. You are beneath our feet. You are lower than scum itself. You have to eat dust for the rest of your life. Don't you remember? This is not, everything that God spoke will happen. So yes, you have tripped me up. Yes, you have hit me. Yes, you have. I did touch some things that belong to you, including a lot of other things. And we will repent, and you can't even do that. And everything that's hidden, that we have forgotten about, God, shake us until we remember, so that we can repent and get the authority and gain the position over the enemy in our life. For he is defeated, and we can fight this not on our own, but only with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And when we come with him, everything is screaming. Not us anymore, but every demon, every spirit, every entity that knows that the name of Jesus, they're going to have to bow. He is too bright to look at. He's coming with all force and fire. And even with a touch, he will begin to scream. So God, we come right now on fire in the Holy Spirit to say, loose our children. Get out of their faces. Get out of their minds. Get out of their hearts trying to install fear or deception or confusion or anything else. Even if there's someone else in their child's life trying to pray on them. Even if the child is not even having a parent that is the child's parent. Allow that spiritual parent to begin to pray and war in the spirit for that child. God, we come against every entity that had an assignment to destroy their life. We break and curse every single thing right there. God, you handle that. The curse is broken. The demon is destroyed. He's actually being rerouted back to his first path, which is hell. He cannot touch anything else. We anoint their heads and their bedrooms. We anoint their bodies. We anoint their lips, their hands, their ears, their eyes, their feet. God, we begin to understand that we got to go back to the foundation and basics, even if it means I got to be uncomfortable and stay up later. Parents, you need to get up and start fighting and welling for your children. There is things being released in the earth that we have to understand. We cannot allow this to even touch or see our children. Be the first to expose them to this nonsense and know that when they say this is good, no, this actually is bad, because the Bible says there will come a time that what was good will become bad, and they will tell you that this is good now. But you got to teach your children, no, God said this is an abomination, this is bad. So you got to grow up against everything that you see and still stay. And I know you a kid, but God will do something special for you just like he did for David and any other child. Jesus was a child. He was speaking and knowing more than the apostles and the priests in the church. What more will he not do? He said greater works will our people, our descendants do in the time that he is coming. The light will get lighter. Our children are on fire for God. Let them hear the anointing sound. Surround them with anointing music. Surround them with learning how to worship, putting their hands up in the air, putting their mind, lifting their spirit up, showing them that they can fight spiritually. Give them the tools. Stop playing with them. They don't need anything else. They need this. This is the real fight. They are a spirit in a physical body. You've got to tell them this. You've got to remind that you wives who are becoming wives or already wives have to understand your position is fighting always. Yes, you will get tired. Yes, you will feel like, oh, I don't know what else to do. Keep on praying. Don't get tired of praying. God hears your prayers. God hears your prayers. God hears your prayers. Keep praying. Pray every day. Pray in the evening. Pray in the afternoon. Pray at night. Pray when you ain't got nothing else to do. Put your phone down. Stop scrolling. Stop looking at TV, Netflix, any type of thing. Start praying, because the person that is supposed to be on your way, right? If you're waiting, you're petitioning God and saying, God, I'm waiting for my husband. You need to start surrounding yourself with words like, God, I'm happily married. God, I'm already married. God, I thank you for my marriage. God, I thank you for having a marriage that is serving you and that we are chasing you down. God, we have a kingdom marriage. God, I have a king. And when you keep saying that every day, consistently, yes, despite getting up lonely. Yes, despite waking up without nobody right there. Yes, despite how you may have a thought of your past events. Yes, despite everything, shut those things up by putting God first. Even in the midst of where you have to get your fighting clothes on in the spirit and say, for God I live and for God I'll die. I'll whoop every entity, every spiritual husband, every person in my body that I touched and had fornication with, God. Even the man, even the people, even the things, even if it was alcohol, one night stands, things that I've done. God, let me remember, let me make a list unto you in my prayer and denounce, saying the name of each person and coming against them and saying, God, I will keep praying until I feel this move in the name of Jesus. This will not keep me bound. I don't need a deliverance service. I am a deliverer, because God said I can deliver myself. I can place hands on myself. I can prophesy to myself. I can come out of this myself. Yes, it will be some work. Yes, it will be a lot of petitioning, but then it will become warfare and you will get angry. And you will start thinking that the problems is what's around you. You know, your anger needs to be directed towards the devil, because he's the only one that tricked you and allowed you to feel what you felt and found security in emptiness. He found security in holes, not holiness, but holes, pockets where you just dropped in. You was in pits and got back up and you fell in another one. You got back up and you fell another one. You kept trying to make this darkness work when you were never supposed to be over there. God knows that he even moves in the darkness. He's not blind by that, but you are. That's why he said, I will lead you. I will guide you. I will be a light unto your path, because I got to get you into the light. He found you where you were in the pit, dark, touching and doing things that he knows he didn't even create for you to do. So when you come out of that, that means everything behind me, even a little bit, has to drop off. And even if it's spring shopping, even if it's random moments of acknowledging, God, I was supposed to be reading, but all of a sudden I'm in here organizing socks. I've got to put you first. This is how the enemy whoops us as a woman. He gets us so busy, we become busy bodies, we become workaholics, we become so dedicated to the natural that in the spiritual, about time we sit down, we're exhausted and we can't go any harder. We went so hard for everything outside and not as hard on the inside. And that's why the demon or the demonic is still pressing in our life, because we haven't ran it out yet. We're running out our energy for these things. But oh, if you can catch it and get hooked on why your worship has got to become real, you'll start seeing things and understanding that I know you watching me. I can feel you, spirit, and I'm coming after you now. I can remember you childhood trauma. I can remember you molestation and the person that, you know, a man that touched you and this. I can remember this. And guess what? I'm coming. I'm coming with all fire in the Holy Ghost spirit to say, release me. Get your hands off of me in the name of Jesus. I know what happened. I remember. God, take this thing and make this pain a passion point for me to preach from. Let me share my story. Let me whoop this entity, this thing, this demon, by sharing its tactics and traits and characteristics so people can recognize and become free, and his grip on things have to be loosened, and let it catch fire, casting fire on every foot that he touched, every thought that he came with to make it think that it was their thought. Allow the Holy Spirit to permeate, saturate, engulf, and make that demon say its name. And so when we call it out for what it is, God, immediately it has to go, because we're calling it by its name, given by the authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're not coming alone, but we're coming by the Lord, our God. And we know that everybody needs different types of levels of deliverance, God. So there are some who are already prophesying to themselves and they're hiding. There are some who are already ministering to themselves and they are being quiet and hiding. There are some who have gifts of being gentle and kind, but they've been messed over, so they don't want to be gentle and kind. But God, allow these women and men to reconnect again and be able to get into a place where they're saying, God, I'll use my gift in you. And God, give me the steps to go, and I'll go. And even if people don't like me, I'll still go. Even if they talk about me, I'll still go. Even if I'm getting elevated and I'm going higher and I'm getting more things, I will remain humble, because I remember where you brought me from. I remember what was chasing me, and now I know that you have given me the power to chase it. So now I'm decreeing and declaring every morning, commanding the day, instead of just getting up, getting on my phone, scrolling. God, I thank you for the growth, because the enemy will try to make you feel like because you're inconsistent in your growth, you ain't did nothing. No, you have done something, because every little bit that you do is getting on his nerves. Even the little bit of consistency that you're giving God, it's getting on his nerves. He's just trying to figure out how can he take you out. But he knows that if you happen to tap into heaven, he can't take you out, but you're going to be a threat and you're going to literally take him out. He ain't going to want that. But it's too late, because God already said that I'm coming. My son is coming, and every child this woman births is going to bruise your head. He got so many knocks upside his head. That's why he looked like that. Spiritually, God, we come right now praying for the head of the house. We come praying for our husbands. We come praying for their strength. We come praying for their health. We come demanding that the enemy has thrown enough arrows at them. God, we pray that right now in the name of Jesus, that our husbands begin to wake up and command their day. Command their day in such a way that the devil that tried to even entice them in any way, whether it's through shopping, through a Delilah, if it's somebody that is disguised spiritually, if it's something that is tickling their ear from the past or giving them trouble in their heart and their mind, God, we say right now in the name of Jesus, arrest it. Yee. Remind him that he had the strength of Samson, and Samson spiritually is still here. Samson messed up, but Samson still went out and he killed all of them. Samson had the strength to know that even though you all are in here physically people, I'm coming after the spiritual realm. And even if I got to go, y'all definitely got to go. Yee. I can't even see, but God said to don't focus on the unseen. I can hear. I can still understand. And he pushed those two pillars. Allow our husbands to understand. We need them to be in position. It won't cost them their life, but it will cost them their natural things to get to God. It will cost them sometimes to press in and do some things extraordinary for God to receive some things manifested on the real rim. God, remind them that even though they walk like Peter, they can walk on the water, but it's not the reflection of you in the water. It's what you're focused on. Peter was focused on God. He kept walking. As soon as he saw his reflection in the water, he started looking at the water. He was sinking. Allow our husbands to be men that understand, just like Elijah understood. And let them understand there will be moments like Elijah ran because of what witchcraft was working against them. God, we're going to talk about this in a minute. But God, allow them to understand there is greater that is he. Don't allow them to wish on their own death because of life trials and tribulations and hurts and pains and circumstances. Allow them to say, I will live in this. God, I'm getting healthy in this. God, I know I feel better today. Even if my body is hurt, I'm telling myself I'm getting better today. My body is receiving strength and health from the Lord, and I am recovering. God, let them begin to speak life over themselves every morning. Not only will they do it, but allow them to teach and speak this in such a way that it begins to shift the whole house that they are in, to their head of the house. And when they do this, allow the children to see and hear and manifest the same thing, especially the young men, to see that my father is chasing God. Early this morning, He's saying that my body is healed. I look great. Okay, I'm about to do the same thing and begin to start this legacy that God has promised. He said those that will leave an inheritance for their children. He was talking about leaving the God, leaving our God, the inheritance of God, the author and finisher of our faith, the very person that knew our face before it came to be a face. We were embryos. Embryos don't have faces. There was sperm mixed with an egg that don't have a face. It don't have fingers. It don't have nothing. But God literally shaped that in the darkness of a mother's womb and made what we see today. So even when our husbands have a moment of thinking that, oh, I got all this pressure. I got all these bills. I got all this responsibility. I got all this, all this, all this. Allow them to just say, God, I thank you. Because you got all of this under control. You allowing me to be in front of this. You allowing me to be the head of this. You allowing me, and you're going to provide and equip me to understand what to do. I will have all the things I need to do. I will see that you will make a way out of no way. Even though the world is against me, God, you said that you are greater than that. So even though they are against me, what can stand against me? Even I remove my own thoughts out of the way. I remove everything out of the way, God, so that you can bless me, so I can bless my wife, so my children can be blessed, and we can rest in you. Hallelujah. When we rest in you, God, you will show up and do things I can't even ask or imagine or think. Allow him to speak the word of God over his house. Allow him to walk through his house and demand that every single inch of that house will serve the Lord. Everything is arrested, everything hiding, everything that was lying, everything that was sneaky, everything that was hidden. I can see. Allow him to see the unseen and call it by its name and equip him, God, with the armor, with Ephesians 6, and know that when he went to battle, it was not fighting. It was worshiping. My God, I am tapping in. He said it was worshiping. It was singing. It was praising. It was clapping hands. It was blowing the trumpet. It was the harp. It was the string instruments. It was all those things that the man was coming. And he said, not just the man, but the strongest man come and conquer Jericho. That's what he said. Get your best. Not saying that all of them weren't the best, but he said, no, you know what I'm talking about. Get the best. Get the absolute best. Bring them and prepare them for battle. We're getting ready to cross. We're getting ready to conquer. We're getting ready to take what's ours. We're getting ready to demand and decree that this is it. You dead. You can't do this no more. You can't harass me no more. You can't have my health. You can't have my wealth. You can't have my kingdom-mindedness. You can't have my family. You can't have my children. You can't have their legacy and their finances and their wives and their. You can't have anything. Let them begin to do this, God. Let them begin to fall in love with Jesus. Let them begin to worship again. That make the earth tremble and cry out and say, oh, they're assembling. Let them cry and rejoice for how, God, you've been waiting for this sound from them. Allow the woman to be addicted to prayer so that she has the back that is so solid, and when her husband rests, he knows that he is safe and secure, that she has prepared her lips to not be of chaos, disaster, and foolishness, but she has been able to wait and think before she speaks, and kingdom mindedness is on her tongue more than anything else. Even when she makes a mistake, she immediately, even if she's wrong or not wrong, she takes the understanding and say, God, apply me. Don't help me. God, don't help me get out of, no, apply me. Help me apply the word of God in this situation so that I can grow, so I can become a better wife, a better mother, a better sister, better, all the hats that she may wear. And to the children, God, let them pray. Let them pray and let them kiss you with their prayers. Let their worship become so real that it's as real as the cartoons that become stuffed animals, that become t-shirts and movies, as they feed it and spoon it into society. God, let them begin to desire less of that and more of you. Let them begin to see the fake versus the authentic. Let them begin to hear the sound of worship and know that this is interesting. I want to know more. And when they hear the sound of the world, boom, boom, the 808 beat, let their foot tap only for a moment to say, hey, wait a minute, why is this doing this? What is about this that made me, oh, how they put this sound in here to manipulate my mind to do things that I ain't even called to do. This what this is. Let me turn this off. Let them never have to become a musician to understand that music is a spiritual battle. That somehow the remedy in my mind begins to catch the smallest rhythm. Even if this song is as toxic as it can be, it will somehow memorize, because that's what they put the chance. They put the hypnosis in there. They put the curse in the music. And you sing it over yourself because you don't even know what it is. You just think you like music, and this song is your song for this time because it's getting you through something. But God knows, spiritually, it was the sound of the kingdom that broke everything. It was the sound of the kingdom that when they was in that house on the day of Pentecost, the sound, the people outside said, they're crazy. And I would tell them, yeah, you're right. Not crazy on nothing here, but crazy off the Lord. Hallelujah. So Lord, we begin to close this prayer concerning the health around the world. God, we ask that you touch us in our health. Let our mind become healed and our body remain blessed. We are prosperous. Everything that has been designed to defeat us, God, you are about to dismantle it before our very eyes. In the natural and in the spiritual, we'll begin to throw hands, spiritually speaking, prayers and understanding that we can prophesy and come against every demonic force that ever came in our life. That everything that we saw when we were younger that was chasing us, or that anything that came from our bloodline that is generational, that it can be broken by the words of our mouth and the dedication to be faithful and obedient, to sacrifice, to study, to be scared enough to do it anyways, to follow God in the midnight. Early in the morning, follow God when he says go, but you don't know where. Follow God when he says share, but share what? To get up and to do everything that he has called you to do. And this is my prayer, God, that you see about your children, you stir them up. You are everything we need. You are worship. You are the work in the relationship to get to heaven that we have to continually to work on to be in this ship. Relationship with you. Let our bellies feel a nudge or a grudge or something. Something. Let us feel something. When we feel that, begin to lay hands on ourselves and say, in the name of Jesus, everything that's not like God has got to go. By the blood of Jesus, I say go in the name of Jesus. Allow us to not wait any longer to get to a service, but allow us to sit here in the name of Jesus and to prosper and to prophesy on our life and our family, and to put our hands on ourselves and to not wait for deliverance through something else. Yes, God, there are levels, but there is a level. There is a level that when you said, you touch you and I'm with you, greater is he that is within you. So therefore, everything that is not like you, I'm driving it out with the light of the Lord. Go in the name of Jesus. 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 Allow us to be understand that when we start feeling weird or something's odd, fight. Spiritually, get your word out. Keep reading until you feel the heaviness lift. The shoulders will become tight. You'll become irritated for no reason. Somehow you're angry. Somehow you just, something's bothering you. Go get your Bible and fight in the name of Jesus. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. Write the notes down. Start studying. Start understanding the characteristics of this thing that's been, whatever it is, and begin to fight. For your worship is real now. Now your armor has to be as well. Our prayer is this. You continue to watch over us, God. Continue to pray, people of God. Continue to walk, woman, man of God. Stand strong and tall. And when you get weak and happen to fall, just know God said there is better. There is better. There is a better life in him. And he says that the righteous will fall, but they will get up. Get up. Yee. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Pick your spirit up. Go back in your mind and wherever you dropped God off at, and you decided to, oh God, you know, I'm about to do this right now. I'm about to come back. No, go back and repent and get that. Don't let nothing else inhabit you. Only the word of the Lord. So God, we come ending with the Holy Ghost fire. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our family. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. Plead the blood of Jesus over our house, over our vehicles, over all of our possessions. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that we owe. We plead the blood of Jesus that we're going to pay everything off. We plead the blood of Jesus that everything that is in the stand, that we're standing in the need of, you are the gap maker and the meter of that gap. You are the promise and you are the promise keeper. So when the enemy is trying to begin to work, whether he's working through witchcraft or idolatry, or he's working through sexuality, or he's working through memory, or he's working through past events, and whether he's working through hurt or trauma or pain or reflection, whether it's self-talk, or whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, whether it's anticipation, being anxious, God, there's so many things. If it's the fact that you are constantly in a cycle and you can't figure out what to break it with, God, everything that the enemy has worked to build and to build against us, even if it's our food habits, even if it's our mindset thinking about ourselves or about business or about mindsets, about connecting and collaborating, God, destroy them. Destroy the enemy. Destroy them, God. I know you have. I know you're going to show us in the way that you need us to keep on whooping on him in the spirit, and allow us to know that when we wail and pray, and when we travail, when we travail and go, oh, when we do that, God, you are assembling angels before us, and they're sending down everything that the enemy has came with. Oh, we're reaching into heaven and we're saying, God, I need you. God, I trust you. God, I love you. God, I'm here. God, use me any way, anyhow. Don't do anything else without me. I am your child. Come save me. God, I'm in trouble again. God, I'm not even in trouble, but I know that trouble's all around me, trying to seduce me, trying to intimidate me, trying to tempt me. Bring temptation towards me. God, I've been trying to fight this physically, naturally. But there's thoughts. There's memories. There's things that I've forgotten and I didn't get a chance to repent. God, there's moments. God, there's people that I connected to that literally are attached to me spiritually. Help me destroy the yoke it was not even called to be created. And the enemy wants to whoop me in my time. He wants to whoop you in understanding. He wants to whoop you in learning how to destroy it, because he doesn't want it to be destroyed. But God, you called me to destroy. You called to be. Jesus came. He said that I come to bring light and bring light more abundantly. That's the light that we're going to have. But he also said, I come not for you. I come for those that are lost. Not those that are found themselves in justice and laws and regulations and know the protocol. I'm coming after the people that are lost, that they don't even know themselves. They're constantly looking for themselves. They're themselves, but they're looking for themselves in themselves. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you because your sound is hindered. I'm coming for you because the life that I called for you to live has been whooped, and you've been whooped, and God is going to use the whoopings and the life situations and circumstances that worked against you. He's going to use that to be your platform. Your pain will be your purpose. Your purpose will be your passion. And that passion will drive out the enemy and other people, because he knows that if you get a microphone, if you get an opportunity, if you happen to start loving your life for real, for God you'll live and for God you'll die. You'll do anything for God. Ye, even die for God. You'll mess around and speak life on God. You'll mess around and do things that you ain't never done. And everything that he had trapped you, locked you up with the key and threw it away, you can break it without the key. You can begin to
Hallelujah. You could be like Paul, who was in the prison, and he started praising God, and the shackles of the whole doors, the prison, everything was loose. And don't even lose. Don't even move. Ain't lost nothing. And the prisoners, and they sat there, and they were shocked. But the person that was the most scared was the guard. The person that was most scared is the enemy. Because your praise will shift and shake things. The earthquake caused the whole prison to open, and nobody left. Just so God could demonstrate his power among the unbeliever. God, greater works will you do. Greater works will you do. Greater works will you do in the seen and unseen. Greater works will you do. Whatever situation somebody's going through, greater works will you do. Begin to speak that problem and begin to tell God it's yours. Get a piece of paper, put it down somewhere in your prayer room, and leave it there. Say, God, this is it. Everything in here is yours. I'm walking away. I'm resting on you, and I'm relying on you. God, show up for me. In the name of Jesus, I trust that you will. I know that you will. I've seen that you will. And when these thoughts come, I will wrestle. I will not say, oh, go away. No, I will say, what? Okay, you back? In the name of Jesus, I call you to be. I mean, we've got to fight. It's time. Our worship is real. Don't lose your worship in this season or time. Don't lose it at all in the rest of your life. Remain here. Let the Lord pour out like water from a waterfall. That you feel rejuvenated, like when you walk outside and the sun touches you, how the sun immediately heals, restores, gives energy. God, if we were plants, we would need sunlight, water, and dirt. My God, what a word. And God, as long as we drink water, as long as we get a little bit of sun, and we are made up of the dirt of the earth, we'll live. Help us to compass our life with the Holy Spirit. Guide us, direct us, lead us. Allow us to step over obstacles that our foot does not dash up against the stone, that we may trip or stumble. Allow us to tread upon the lion and the adder, and we will defeat them. That even though there will be 10,000 that will fall, none of that will come nigh thee. This is our prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we are blessed, healed, and prosperous. We're not trying to reach the world. We're trying to reach heaven and let God know about my situation and that I'm here on the earth and I need my daddy to show up for me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. Now, if you have not been listening to the podcast, I need you to tune in. Right, there's going to be a few more podcasts released, and the time of these releases are 3 a.m. Say it with me, 3 a.m. The reason why it's 3 a.m. is because that time is literally warfare in the spirit. It's usually when there's things that are demonic up and praying and trying to work on you in your sleep. And so we decided that we needed to release these worship episodes at the same time, counteracting and putting that into that resistance band of knowing that we as people of God will not sit here and just keep getting hit after hit after hit. That we will rise and we will speak and we will worship and we will remind you that even in the smallest detail, you'll hear in the episodes, the smallest thing, even getting up brushing your teeth is worship. Even getting up and taking care of your children, even getting up and being kind is a worship. And you do that out of the kindness of God who is in you, speaking to God first, praying, devoting time to God, and you will be amazed at how your worship will become so more genuine and authentic and sweet, and it will be running over. Now, don't be tripping over yourself, Remember to share, like, and subscribe with the podcast, because we need you to give us an understanding of that God is the God that we're talking about. You can testify right here on the podcast by simply commenting on Apple Podcasts, or even going over to Anchor or to our booking site and leaving a review, because what you're doing is witnessing to others, and others need to be witnessed to. They need to understand that this God, he's not a this God, is he, y'all? No, he's not. He's a our God, and he's real. And that is why our worship is real. I want to thank you for your listenership. Again, this is Juanita. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless your children. And continue to pray our strength in the Lord here on the podcast.